Trisha and Michael Owsley while Brian is out on vacation / COVID. Not really much of a way to spend
That's
a
not
vacation.
How I want to spend my vacation.
No, poor guy.
I hope he gets well soon, Brian.
Yes. Yeah. He said yesterday he was feeling better. So
good.
Hopefully he continues to feel better. Congratulations to our winner of the Impossible Question. That was Hope Grant. And tell us what that question was again.
It was about a half of Americans have this in common.
The answer is credit card debt.
And about $3,083 on average.
That's a lot of debt right there for credit cards.
And when you think about half of all Americans having that, what I always say is when you're talking about an average, it means for everybody with $0, there's somebody wandering out there with $6,000.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a real burden that we put on ourselves. And I was certainly not immune to it. In fact, I paid off my last credit card. It was probably, I don't know, it's been about 10, 12 years ago, but I keep that last statement that said $0 on it.
Yeah.
It's taped on a cabinet in my office there. Just to always remind myself, let's not do that again.
Yeah, don't go back there because it's easy to get there.
And it
is. Because, you know, you swipe the card and you don't think anything of it because you don't see the money leaving from your hand. And so then it starts accumulating and then you got more debt with it.
And studies were done that it's so much easier for us to do that. You know, they looked at fast food restaurants when they started taking credit cards. The average cost of a meal went up because people, you know, you ask, you know, if I only have $5 and they ask me for something, well, no, I don't want any extra because I only got this $5 bill.
Yeah.
But if they say, well, would you like to add something to that, well, sure, here, swipe that. Now it's $7.50 instead of $5. And we just do that, whereas there's an actual physical pain that happens with handing over cash. And so it's one of those things that it's an easy trap to fall into. And so anybody that's dealing with that, I wish you luck dealing with it.
Yeah, what I've told Mackenzie, now that she is 19, but as she was learning about finances and getting a job, and I told her, I said, don't let yourself get into that trap of, you know, charging it and then just forgetting about it.
Sure.
So what we taught her was it's okay to charge things,
right?
But spend mindfully and then pay it off.
Yeah.
Don't let it just keep accruing.
My first credit card came with, I think it was either a 2-liter of Coke or a free t-shirt at Murray State University when they were doing those. You'd sign up for the credit card and they'd give it to you. That 2-liter of Coke was the most expensive 2-liter I've ever bought. I'll tell you that
you
much.
Just kept paying for it over and over
for years and years.